very windy Queen's Park in Chesterfield. I'm joined by the Blaze player, Heather Graham. Heather, a 37-run victory today over Hampshire Hawks women. Just how pleased were you with the team's performance overall today?
Yeah, it was really good, I think. We probably didn't get off to the start that we wanted, being three down in a power play, but to be able to rebuild from there and be able to make a really good score out here of, I think it was about 188. So that was really good comeback with the bat. And then I think our bowlers came out there and on a pitch that's was flat as, and everything going for the batters with the quick outfield as well. I think the way our bowlers bowled was exceptional, and it was a really pleasing win.
For yourself, you hit 73 off, I think, 47 balls. It just felt like you very quickly found a very, very good rhythm, especially with your partnership as well that you built in the middle of that innings. Just how comfortable did you feel out there?
Yeah, I think it's obviously a really nice pitch here, so I just gave myself a bit of time. I played here once last season, so I sort of knew what the pitch was going to be like in that way, but you've always got to give yourself a chance, so... Yeah, it was really nice to bat out there. It was really nice to have a good partnership with Ella. I know I strike hog a bit, but I mean, I think I was enjoying it too much to let her have a go. So, but no, she batted really well as well at the end there. I think she made 50 and carried us through to the end and played an exceptional role. And it was really nice to watch.
Hampshire started their innings pretty well, and they started at a quick rate. But how confident were you that once you're able to get that fourth wicket that the wickets would soon start to tumble?
Yeah, they have a really strong batting lineup and a really strong top four or five. I think it was really nice to get a few early wickets there, but I think Reece Southby batted really well today, and I think she was going to be that danger play for them. So for us to be able to get her out when we did, I think if she stayed in for a little bit longer, I think it probably could have been a completely different game. So we're fortunate to get her out and be able to then roll through the rest of the team. I think our bowlers did bowl really well on that wicket and adjusted really well to with the lines and lengths.
And how significant is this win as well? Because coming against Hampshire, who are currently fourth, obviously the big pull is to finish in that top three for finals day. It's a really important victory for yourselves.
Yeah, it is. I think we lost our last game as well, heading into the break. So it's been really nice to come back out here and be really refreshed and enjoy cricket again and all that sort of stuff. So it was really nice to get that win back on the board and I guess play a brand of cricket that we wanted to play. And I think, it was really nice to see the girls laughing and enjoying themselves out there as well towards the end.
And just finally, what's it like playing at Queen's Park? I know you said you played here last year as well. What's it like playing here in Chesterfield at this outground?
Yeah, it's beautiful, to be honest. It's obviously been a little bit windier today than it was last time, but it's always a beautiful pitch, fast outfield, absolute batter's dream. So as an all-rounder, I love it in one case, but not for bowling. But I think, it's a beautiful place to play. I think get the tooting of the train every now and then as well coming through.
Is that off-putting?
It's actually not, no. No, I think it's funny. You play with lots of, big crowds and lots of people around and all that sort of stuff and different noises. And for me, I don't pay any attention to it. I think I'm just... I wouldn't really say I was always in the zone, but I think for the majority of the part, you zone out of that sort of stuff and you're just so focused on the game that sort of everything around doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Okay, well, congratulations on the win, Heather, and best of luck for your next game.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.